My name is Cameron Tarrant. I'm 17 years old.
My name is Davon Stevens. I am 16 years old.
My name is Tamar Patillo. I'm 14 years old.
We interview Mark Sanders.
Mark Sanders on June 30th,
2016.
I was born August 10th, 1959. I've lived in Penn Hills basically all my life. I went to Linton High School, Penn Hills High School, Seneca when it was a junior high. Most of my life I lived on Frankstown Road. Right now I work right on Frankstown Road at a house law funeral home, which is owned by my brother-in-law and my sister. When I lived in Penn Hills, it was really nice. I mean, neighborly, people were friendly, was no violence. During my teenage years, we moved to Homewood. We had a lot of fun. There was things to do every day. Your neighbors, your friends were always there for you. We played a lot in the streets, basketball, football, pickup games, stuff like that. I was a middle child of 10. I was really a quiet guy. And a lot of times I was really observant and I just watched my older brothers and sisters and I watched my younger brothers and sisters. And I kind of stayed out of the way. But for the most part, I had a really good childhood. My mother, she was a pastor. My father, he owned his own trucking business. And I had a good life. Started working for my father when I was 10 years old. My mentors were the older truck drivers. Just the guys who would just nurture me around the construction business. I drove for 38 years, got finished driving from then. I did a couple other jobs in between, and I went back to trucking for another 5 years after my dad passed away. After 39 years, I decided to retire. Now, once I retired, I found myself not knowing what to do because basically not having that college education, I was only put in a position where I can only drive. Me being a formidable driver, I knew I could drive good. I can always get a driving job. But it's like, I'm tired of driving. So I tried to do other things, which led me into drugs. I started doing any kind of job just to get the drug money. And then after that, kind of like panned out. Money wasn't getting right. Wasn't able to get a house. Wasn't able to do this. I found myself homeless. Once I got homeless, then I start going from homeless shelter to homeless shelter. And then once that get done, then someone reached out to me and asked me, they allowed me to live with an old friend over in West Mifflin. It was real quick. I lived in for 30 days. Then I reached out to my brother. My brother said, okay, we'll get you clean. Okay, how? So we're going to send you to rehab. Okay, fine. Got to another guy who is now a pastor. He knew a facility that's called Northwest Mission Bible Training Center. Okay, whatever. I just want to get out of drugs. Where's it at? Portland, Oregon. I learned a lot out there. Let me tell you something. This was the best thing I ever did. Not because it got me off of drugs, but it taught me about the Bible, getting a personal relationship with Christ. If you believe in God, He has a way of opening doors for you and letting you see once you make a mistake that you can atone for that mistake and that it's never too late to try something new. He has saved me personally from a world of trouble many times. And I can only attribute that to him because it wasn't my doing because I'm out there just like any old young kid, just not a care in the world doing what I want. You know, there's a higher power that's really looking out for you. I came back. I started working as a daycare teacher for 5 years, the ages from 1 to 5. After that, my daughter was killed. My daughter was shot in McKeesport 6 years ago on June 10th. And she was shot just at a birthday party. So after that, I was like, oh, God, what am I going to do? Right now, I'm where I'm at because I asked God. I said, God, help me. I don't know what to do. I enhanced my feelings about the daycare center because that basically took the pain of not having my child. So I put it on other children. Like, here, I'm going to nurture these kids. So I poured my energy into that, and I put my soul and my spirit into that. Then things got to falling apart with there because things wasn't monetarily right for me. I married my daughter's mother, and we've been married for 3.5 years now. But ever since then, things have gotten better because I got out of daycare business. And my sister, I was like talking to my sister one day. I was like, okay, I got to find me another job. Driving. I'm tired of driving. She said, well, why don't you drive for me? Drive what? Drive the limousine. Drive the hearse. I said, okay. She says, it's not full-time. It's kind of part-time. I said, well, okay, for now, that's what I'll do. So I've been there ever since. Now I've moved up in the business as an associate. So don't ever think that you can't do nothing. Give it a try. Just give it a try. If you fail, hey, at least I tried it. But you learn something too. Learn how to move on too. When you learn how to move on through an emotion, deal with it, move on. My favorite saying is turn the page. Right now, this is all that's going on today. Turn that page, blank. Nothing's going on. Start all over. You ain't got to worry about what happened. You going to harp on what happened yesterday, then that's where you at. You yesterday. This is today. Move on. Find out what a man is. Age does not make a man. I'm not going to tell you what a man is, but you find out what a real man is. And you find out on your own. Because I thought when I was 21, I was a man. I'm driving me a truck. I really didn't realize that I was a man until I was in my 40s. That's when I got responsible. When I started taking care of business, own my own house, own my own car, you know, taking care of the wife, putting groceries on the table every day, making sure kids is okay. Right now, I think I'm doing what a man should do.